another Ben and Park radio show. It's time for me, Adela.
Me, Daniel.
Me, Rowan.
Me, Annabelle.
Me, Izzy.
And finally, me, Oscar. Before we move on, Key Stage 1, can I just mention that I've heard some pretty exciting news about the Christmas fair tonight, and I've heard that one big guy with a very fluffy beard will be there. But I'll tell you more about that at the end of the show. But now we're over to Annabelle and Izzy with Guess the Night.
Thanks, Oscar. So, of course, it's me and Annabelle doing Guess the Night.
So we're moving back to the castle theme as it is overall your topic.
Here are the rules.
Izzy will say three things about a very famous knight that you know, and you'll have to guess which one she's talking about.
So the knight that I'm talking about was knighted at 13, sailed into France to do battles, and got shot on the eye and died.
Can I hear that again, please?
So the knight that I'm talking about was knighted at 13, sailed into France to do battles, and got shot on the eye and died.
I'm not sure what that was, but I'm pretty sure that was Sir Oscar the Brave. But I'm not too sure. But remember to ring up on 119 or take Swift Dog down to the radio station. I think Oscar's feeling slightly lightheaded, so I wouldn't listen to his advice if I were you. Welcome back, Easter Dawn, and now we're over to Annabelle and Izzy with the results.
Thanks, Oscar. So the answer that I was looking for, the knight that was knighted at 13, sailed into France to do battles and got shot in the eye and died. And of course the answer was not Sir Oscar the Brave, but the answer was Harry Hosberg. And well done to all those classes that got it right.
Well done, you all got it right, apart from Miss Davies' class, who has been listening to the radio all afternoon and got the answer to the Key Stage 2 crew. Lucky them.
Well done to everyone who got that right, but I guess I was wrong. But now we're over to Adela to announce the next one.
And now we're over to Rowan and Daniel with Guess the Booth. Two truths and one lie.
Thanks, Adela. It's Daniel and Rowan with a new game.
And that new game is called Two Truths and One Lie.
And these are the rules. We will tell you three statements. Two of them are truths and one of them is a lie. And you'll have the simple task to pick out the lie.
Okay, and remember, these statements are about Mrs. White.
Statement 1.
She's done the Great North Run, and both times she beat Miss Davies.
Statement 2.
She works in reception.
Statement 3.
She likes Toy Story 3.
Can we hear those again, please?
Statement 1.
She's done the Great North Run twice, and both times she beat Miss Davies.
Statement 2.
She works in reception.
The final statement. Statement 3.
She likes Toy Story 3.
Key Stage 1, remember, you only have to pick out the lie. That's what we're looking for, the lie. But ring up on 119 or take a swift walk down to the radio station. And now, hello, welcome back, Key Stage 1. And now we're over to Rowan and Daniel with Guess the Two Truths and with the answers.
Thanks, Adela. So well done to everyone who got it right. But just in case, here are the answers.
Statement 1.
Miss White has done the Great North Run twice and both times she beat Miss Davies. That was true. Sorry, Miss Davies.
Statement 2.
She works in reception. That was false.
Statement 3.
She likes Toy Story 3. That was also true.
Well done to all the classes that got it right. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. It's bye from me, Adela.
Me, Daniel.
Me, Rowan.
Me, Annabelle.
Me, Izzy.
And finally, me, Oscar. And I promised you, Year 1-2, that I would talk a bit more about the Christmas fair. So, here we go. Remember, there's going to be a few mischievous elves there, and also one big guy with a very fluffy beard. So remember, bring your mums and dads along and get some prezzies. And treat yourself to a Secret Santa. But you better come along, because you might even meet some of us there. So, I'll definitely be going, and I think most of the crew will be too. But unfortunately, that's all we have time for. So we'll see you next time, but we'll play out with Your Song by Rita Ora.